Joining me now in the studio, I have the executive director of the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District, Mike Lures. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Leslie.
Yeah, you just came from Summit Park. You said things are okay.
At the top of Summit there on 80, it was pretty snow-packed earlier this morning. A few cars sliding off, and it was snowing really hard up there. But the plows were out, and 224 coming in was, you know, snow, but people were driving correctly.
Okay. Let's start off with our monthly flush index. What does it tell you in terms of how many people are here?
Sure. So for the month of December, we estimated that there were 216,252 visitor nights. That's about a 6.5% decrease from December of last year. And with the snow that we had last year compared to this year, that's kind of understandable. But if you look at the entire 2023 year, collectively, we were down about 3.5% on our flows.
Okay, and that matches with what the Chamber and Visitors Bureau reports, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. We also like to have you look at the weekly wastewater surveillance. This kind of measures concentrations of COVID-19.
Correct. So remind your listeners, twice a week we, along with many other wastewater utilities across the state, collect samples, and they go to the state health department, and they look for the genetic material associated with COVID. So this report is as of the 10th of January, and it showed that 97% of the sites across the state had elevated levels. And here in Summit County and Wasatch County, all of the wastewater sites are also at elevated levels. So we're seeing COVID still hanging around and higher than it was a couple months ago.
Yeah, and it sure seemed like there were a lot of sick people around. So, let's talk a little bit about growth, lots of new growth, especially in the Wasatch County area. The state legislature even looking at providing money to build more housing. When we talk about reclaiming wastewater, first you got to have the water. And I guess, where does the water come from for all of that growth taking place?
No, a great question. So let's look at the Park City Snyderville Basin area, which is different than the Wasatch County area because they're two different, I'm going to say, watersheds. Here in our area, the water is coming from the Weber River or the tributaries. And on Wasatch County, it's associated with the Provo. So there are two separate water systems overall, natural water systems. So here in the Park City area, we have, you know, local streams and wells and mine tunnels and all. And with all the growth that's taken place for the last 30 years, we basically used all the water that was naturally occurring in the Park City Snyderville Basin area. So some time ago, the water companies got together and put a pipeline in over to Rockport Reservoir. So when the question arises, which I hear quite frequently, is, you know, how's this growth taking place? Where's the water coming from? Well, in the Park City Snyderville Basin area, the water's coming from Rockport Reservoir. And at some point in time, that pipeline will reach its capacity, and then an additional pipeline will need to be installed either to Rockport Reservoir or down to East Canyon Reservoir to supply water for the additional growth to come.
All right. And since we don't deal with the Wasatch County area, we really don't know what their plans are at
right,
this
yeah,
point.
Right, yeah. We're outside of that watershed, so we don't get involved with that.
Yeah. There was lots of talk about a pipeline from East Canyon Reservoir. Whatever happened to that idea?
Well, the water companies, I'm talking about here in Park City and Mountain Regional and Summit Water, Weber Basin and us, we all signed what we call the master agreement about 10 years ago. And we all agreed to work with each other, tie the systems in, meaning you interconnect them and share the water supplies. And that includes the water that's coming over from Rockport Reservoir. So there was a proposal a number of years ago to bring in water from East Canyon Reservoir, and that's still a possibility. Weber Basin Water Conservancy District, they're the water entity that oversees the Weber River watershed, which we are in. So it'll be up to them as to where additional water will come from in the future. And they basically have two options. One, again, put another pipeline in over to Rockport, just like the one that exists currently today, or put a pipeline down the East Canyon Reservoir. And that decision hasn't been made at this point in time.
Yeah, so the water that comes out of Rockport up to, well, Promontory, Park City area, does that go back into where it's supposed to?
Yeah, so Rockport Reservoir is located on the Weber River. Any water that we use here in the Park City area, including water that's imported, ends up in either the East Canyon Creek stream or Silver Creek. And in both of those cases, the water ends up back in the Weber River and eventually flows to the Great Salt Lake. So you kind of think of it this way. We're taking water out of the Weber River upstream. We use it, and it goes back into the Weber River downstream.
All right. So it's not like we could continue to use the same water over and over. It's always new water.
It's always new water unless you get involved in some kind of reuse project.
Yeah. All right. And all of the water that comes out of your two treatment plants is water that's fit for drinking, right?
Well, it's not technically drinking water standards because the standard for environmental protection in our local streams is different than drinking water. But we do, as you are aware of, it's tertiary or highly treated wastewater. And it wouldn't take a lot to use it for snowmaking and irrigation and those type purposes.
Yeah. So it goes down the Weber River and then it gets treated again somewhere else?
It flows down, you know, either East Canyon Creek or Silver Creek, ends up in the Weber River, flows down the Weber River, and there are water suppliers downstream that pull it out, they treat it, and it's used all over again. And then goes back to the wastewater treatment plant, goes back into the Weber River in most cases, and ends up in the Great Salt Lake.
And why is it that we can't use, I mean, why do we have to go to all this trouble to use water that would just go for snowmaking or perhaps watering our outdoor gardens or golf courses?
Here in Utah and in many states throughout the West, the water laws were put in place, you know, 150 years ago, and the concept of reuse was never thought of. So we get questions a lot. Says, well, you know, Mike, why don't you guys take your highly treated wastewater and use it for snowmaking? Well, the simple answer is we don't have the water rights to do that. We don't own the water. No one owns the water, but we don't own the water rights that enable us to do that. The water is still under the water rights of the original water provider. So, for instance, Park City has a water department. They have water rights, and the water that is used and goes down in through the wastewater system or the sewer system and ends up in our treatment plants, and we treat it before it is discharged into the creek, Park City still has rights to that water, and if they wanted to use that water, say for snowmaking, that would be up to them. But we don't have any rights to the water, and thus we are unable to initiate any kind of reuse project.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about a bill that was passed though last year in the state legislature.
Yeah. So, as everyone is aware, you know, there's great concern that the Great Salt Lake may get very low and cause all kinds of problems. So in 2023, the Utah State Legislature passed Bill 349, which prohibits reuse projects that would reduce the water that would normally flow to the Great Salt Lake. So let's use our Jeremy Ranch treatment plant. Let's just say a water company formed a partnership with us and said, hey, let's use this highly treated wastewater to make snow. Well, if it were to be determined that not all of that melted snow would end up back into the stream, that reuse project would not get approved because it would reduce the amount of water eventually getting to the Great Salt Lake. The intent is, hey, let's don't get involved in any kind of reuse projects that will reduce the water that is returned back to the Great Salt Lake. So practically speaking, in our area, it would be difficult to get some kind of reuse project approved unless it could be proven that every single drop of that water would get back to the Great Salt Lake like it currently does.
Well, I'm guessing, though, but the problem with water into the Great Salt Lake, it just has to do with snowpack because we're not using any less water, right? I mean, all of the reclaimed water is still getting back to the Great Salt Lake.
Yeah, if the question is this. Right now, the water that leaves our treatment facilities ends up in Great Salt Lake. If you were to use a portion of that for snowmaking, would you lose a significant portion of that due to evaporation, sublimation, and thus the total number of gallons getting back to the Great Salt Lake is less? And that's what they don't want to see, the state legislature. So it's not that you can't do a reuse project, but you have to do it in such a way that you can prove that every bit of it gets back to the Great Salt Lake like it is currently today. And that's problematic, because if you make snow, yes, you're going to lose some of the water due to, you know, evaporation and sublimation. And if you use it for irrigation, it's really hard to prove that every single drop of that is going to get back to the stream.
Yeah. So are there meters somewhere that is checking in terms of what's happening?
Well, there are a number of USGS gauge stations that we actually sponsor up and down East Canyon Creek and Silver Creek. So the creek is being monitored, and the state is also now requiring in many locations folks that use water out of the streams for irrigation to install gauges. So that effort is underway, and the concept is that all diversions need to be measured and monitored and reported to the state. And that's something that is just now getting started. I attended a meeting the other day, and that's going to be very important to get an idea of how much water is getting to the Great Salt Lake and what's being diverted, and to keep an eye on everything.
Okay. Also, just wanted to mention here before I let you go, the Water Reclamation District, once again, looking for customers to fill out the annual customer survey. So where would ratepayers find this?
Okay, they can find that on our website, sbwrd.org.
Okay, and what is the survey? What are you looking for?
We just ask customers, hey, you know, what kind of service did we provide? And also, we ask them environmental questions, what type of environmental issues are important to them. And we get great response every year.
Yeah, and what do you do with the information?
Well, for instance, this year so far, we've gotten quite a few requests for additional educational material about how we protect the environment and protect human health. So we're going to respond to our customers with additional educational materials.
Okay, such as?
Well, we'll do a multi-spectrum approach. We'll add it to the bills. We'll have it on a website. We'll give presentations. If anyone that requests it, we'll send it to them. Right now, we're thinking about having a quarterly environmental newsletter of activities that we're involved in. And, stay tuned.
All right. And the survey is open until when?
It's the end of the month. So if you want to fill it out, do it now.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Leslie.
See you next month. Mike Lors is the executive director of the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation.